The path of conscious dreaming is the path of the shaman in everyday life. And in the sessions that follow, you will learn to dream in the way of the shamans. You will learn to enter personal doorways into non-ordinary reality. You will learn to embark on conscious dream journeys to the sources of insight, healing, and creativity. You will learn to fold time and space. You will learn about many territories that exist in the imaginal realm, a realm of reality beyond the physical plane, which you may visit for training, adventure, entertainment, healing, and pure fun. You may discover schools and academies where you can receive instruction and guidance in these realms. I would like to begin by creating a space within your mind, within your reality, where you can begin to enjoy these adventures. We need to draw a line between ordinary reality and the sacred realm that you are about to enter. And I like to begin that in my own practice and in my own workshops by making a simple invocation to the patron of dreams and the doorkeeper in life, spiritual entities who have many names in many different traditions, which I invoke sometimes with these words: Higatora Nairon, leader of dreams, Sikopampos, guide of souls, Chrysoraptis, you of the golden wand, lord of journeys, lord of crossroads, lord of many ways and many names. May our doors and gates and paths be open, and the doors and gates and paths of those we love, and our doors and gates and paths between the worlds, and may the doors and gates and paths of any who wish to do us or those we love any harm be closed. May it be so. It's always a good thing to respect that principle in life that opens and closes your doors, blocks or unblocks your passages, particularly when you are traveling between worlds, between one dimension of reality and another. So by whatever words or names or images, the doorkeeper is real to you, male or female or beyond male and female. Use them in your own mind. I would like to continue with a simple statement of intention. All inner work depends on intention. Actually, inner work depends on just three or four very simple things: stating your intention, being able to relax. Not altogether easy or straightforward for people living bustling, scheduled lives. The ability to be fully present, to live in the now, to drop all anxiety about the future or guilt about the past, or weakness or resistance or fatigue. And the ability, finally, to be open to the unexpected, to avoid programming yourself and thinking that you know how everything will run and how long it will take and what will follow what, and being ready to see things in the new forms, with the fresh faces with which they will deliver themselves, if you are open to the unexpected. So let's begin with that statement of intention. We come together in a sacred and loving way to honor the wisdom of dreams, to seek to align ourselves with the higher self, to honor our ancestors, to defend the earth, to walk the path of soul and spirit in this lifetime, to remember who we are and what we may become. May it be so. And take a moment now to relax yourself and to drop any burdens or blockages or sources of resistance that are preventing you from being fully present to this moment and its endless possibilities. Spend a moment simply following the flow of your breath. You don't have to breathe in any special way. Just pay attention. Be attentive to the flow of your breath. Hold your breath after you pull it in. Hold it again after you release it. Breathe deep. Let your belly stick out. Push the breath out again from the pit of your belly. And as you find yourself in this quiet space, Scan yourself for any feelings of fear or anxiety or resistance or pain or fatigue that might be in your way. Any negative thoughts or feelings. See what they are. See if there's anything scratching at you, holding you back. And make it your intention to put those negative thoughts and feelings out of yourself and out of your space altogether. If you feel you need to come back to them because there are issues here that need to be addressed, you may picture yourself putting those negative sources of resistance in a closet or a box or a well, a place where you can return to them later if you need to return to them. If they're things that are burdening you for no good reason, you might see yourself placing those fears, those sources of pain or grief or resistance or anger, in a fire, in a cleansing flame, and see those negative thoughts and feelings carried away by the pure fire and the smoke of the flame, discharged from you. Be present, be here, be now. I want to talk a little bit about the art of conscious dreaming and the science of dream travel. These are ancient arts and sciences. They are the root of what humans think they know about heavens and hells, other worlds, the origin and destination of the soul. Dream travel is at the root of the world's mythologies and scriptures and sacred teachings. In many of the shaman stories, there are tales of a time when earth and sky were connected, and it was possible to travel with some ease and fluidity between one dimension and another. Perhaps there was a tree between the worlds. In Aboriginal Australian stories, there is a dreaming tree that bridges the worlds, a tree up which dreamers could travel in order to visit the spirit worlds and bring back knowledge and gifts to their people. In some of those Aboriginal stories, a time of crisis and cataclysm came about when that great tree, that world tree, that dream tree fell. You walk some parts of Australia where there are deep depressions in the ground, and Aboriginals might say, that is where part of the dreaming tree came down, that is where part of the world tree fell, and that is why earth and sky are no longer united. But in dreaming, we can still bridge the worlds, they might also tell you. You can construct your own dream tree through learning the arts of soul travel. The same theme of the world tree uniting different dimensions resonates throughout many cultures in all parts of the world. We might think of Yggdrasil, the world tree, the ash in which Odin hangs upside down for 9 days and nights to gain the secrets of wisdom. We might think of the oak, of the oak seers, the druids of the ancient Celtic world, who see with the aid of trees and believe that trees are wiser than humans. We might think of the tree of life of the Kabbalists whose roots are in heaven, which is the blueprint of the cosmos, the way that physical reality is emanated downwards from higher realities, the ladder that a spiritual person on a spiritual path may ascend to regain access to the knowledge of the holy guardian angel, of the higher self, and of realms beyond Tiferet. So the tree, as a ladder between the worlds, as a mode of dream travel, is possibly universal in human consciousness. It is an archetype that probably lives in you as you listen to these words. Perhaps you have a favorite tree. Perhaps it's a tree that you knew in your backyard as a kid, a tree in a park, a tree in nature. Perhaps it's a tree that you've seen only in dreaming, or especially in dreaming. In a moment, in order to equip you to embark on conscious dream expeditions of your own, I want to guide you to that special tree which can be one of your places of power and one of the ladders you can use to travel between the worlds. Once again, I would ask you to relax as deeply as possible. Follow the flow of your breathing. Put the soles of your feet on the ground. You may sit or you may stand, but try to set the soles of your feet on the ground. I'd like you to reach down with your consciousness beneath the soles of your feet Reach down with your mind into the deep earth beneath you. Reach down as the roots of a tree reach down into the earth, spreading deep and wide, and feel your connection with the earth beneath you. And feel the energy of earth rising up as it rises up through the roots of the tree, through the soles of your feet, streaming up into your body. Feel the earth energy rising and stirring through your legs, through the lower centers of your body, rising to your solar plexus, to your heart center, to your throat, to your forehead, to the crown of your head, and falling around you as a gentle mist returning to its source. And let the earth energy rise in you again, working and stirring its way up through your legs, through the lower centers of your body, to your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your forehead, the crown of your head, and rising above the crown of your head and flowing down around you as a gentle rain returning to its source and rising in you again. Feel yourself connected even more deeply with the earth through the soles of your feet, as the tree is rooted in the earth. And as you feel this connection, let the image rise in your awareness of a tree that you love, of a tree in nature, perhaps, with which you feel a special kinship. It must be your own tree. It might be a mighty oak that draws the lightning and stands strong in all seasons. It might be a swaying magical willow. It might be a yew, the tree of rebirth. It might be an evergreen. It might be a fruit tree full of juice. It might be a silvery birch. It might be a great banyan. It might be a small tree in a backyard, or an immense tree in the middle of an African plain, or a swaying royal palm on a Caribbean beach. Let the image of a tree that you know and love come to you. Feel yourself, sense yourself, see yourself sitting or standing very close to this special tree. And use all of your senses to feel your connection with this place where your tree stands. Use your sight, your inner sight. Look around you, look in all directions. Look down at the ground, look up at the sky. What can you see when you sit or stand in the place where your tree stands? Use your sense of hearing. When you stand with your tree, what do you hear? Wind or waves? Traffic? Bird calls? What do you hear when you're in the place where your tree stands? Use your sense of touch. How does the air move against your skin? Is the air warm or cool? Is it moist or dry? What do you feel against your skin? Feel in your fingertips when you stand where your tree stands. Use your sense of smell. When you stand with your tree, what can you smell? New mown grass? Cow manure? City exhaust fumes? Salt spray? Clean pine woods? What do you smell when you're with your tree? And finally, use your sense of taste. Is there a taste that comes to you or returns to you when you stand with your tree? Taste of juice, taste of salt, taste of grass. What can you taste when you're with your tree? Let these sensations become fully alive, fully vivid to you, wholly real to you. Enjoy them. Feel how you stand rooted in the earth with your tree. How your body rises from the earth through the middle world, and how your upper limbs reach out or upwards. Perhaps they reach for the sky. You might want to move your arms as the limbs of your tree stretch outwards or upwards. Feel how the sunfire feeds you. Feel how the light streams down through your canopy. Feel the light streaming down at this moment through your head, coursing down through your body, feeding you, strengthening you. You feed on sunfire and you breathe for the world. Find yourself in a deep dream of the heartwood of your tree and enjoy this moment. And if you are at home in this moment of now with your special tree, you have also found a portal to the dreaming of the shamans. Because if you have found your tree, you have a personal point of entry to the three-tiered cosmos of the shamanic dreamers. You may return to this tree and go down through its roots to explore the lower world, to make contact with ancestors or animal guardians. You may take flight from the body of this tree to fold time and space and explore this middle world, to see things at a distance or things that lie in the future, or re-enter points from the past. You may take flight from the limbs, from the canopy of your tree, to explore the many dimensions of the upper world. So if you have found your tree, you already have a gateway for a conscious dream journey into other dimensions of the real. Your tree gate, which you have just begun to explore, is one possible doorway into conscious dreaming that you may use at your pleasure whenever you're in a quiet space and feel ready to experiment. There are many other doorways that you might use. You might find a personal doorway in that twilight zone between waking and sleep, or after waking from sleep. You might find an image coming to you, or simply a point of light that you decide to follow while retaining awareness that you are entering an altered state of reality. You might take a prepared set of suggestions, which should be as unspecific as possible, because we are all suggestible, and the problem with suggestion is that if, for example, I were to lead you on these tapes through a prepared landscape, you would probably see these things quite vividly, but the question would remain open: are you having an authentic experience, or simply visualizing something that someone else is inseminating in your mind? So the doorways that will work best for you and provide the most authentic experiences, ones that you can validate in your own way, will come through personal gates that will often be the gift of your dreams. I would like to help you call up an image that you can use as a personal doorway into other orders of reality, a doorway through which you can make a conscious dream journey. An image that belongs to you, comes from your own psyche, your own mind, your own dreaming. In a moment, I'm going to drum for a relatively short period a monotonous heartbeat shamanic drumming. And while I drum, I am going to invite you to call up the memory of a dream or the memory of a life experience or even a fresh image or symbol that may simply emerge during the dreaming. Whatever comes to you during the drumming will be what it is timely for you to work with now. So I would like you to open yourself to the image or stream of images or whole narrative story that might return to you. You might find a dream coming back to you from childhood, or you might find a dream, whether or not initially remembered, coming back to you from last night. You might find that what comes to you is a memory of something that happened in your waking life. That's fine. Waking life is also a dream in the view of mystical traditions, and certainly waking life will speak to us in the manner of dreams, rich in symbolism, if we only remember to pay attention. You may alternatively find a fresh image or symbol simply arising spontaneously as you listen to the drumming. All of these pictures or images will work fine, except what comes. You are hunting your power. Remember what the Kashinawa Indians say about that? The person who is most powerful, truly powerful in life, is the person who is most proficient at stalking and catching and bringing home dreams. So during this initial drumming period, you are going to allow the dream that wants to work with you to catch you. take a moment to relax and consider the image, the story, the dream that returned to you. You might want to make a note. Better still, you might want to make a little sketch, a quick drawing from that dream or image. If you have a partner with which you want to have shared adventures, you might share that note, that story, that brief report with that partner as a preparation for embarking on a shared adventure in dreaming. I'll talk later about how you can do that. But for now, for yourself, consider the picture that came into your mind. Perhaps something from an earlier stage of your life, waking or sleeping, perhaps something fresh. I know, drumming for you, I found a throng of images coming into my awareness. From bobbing in the bathtub as an infant with my mother, to watching a man wearing the deer horns of a stag conducting a healing ceremony, to an ancient man with skin the color of powdered ash, wearing a leopard skin in a shelter in Africa, to the image of a break-in at a friend's car. Take the one image, if there are several in your mind, that is strongest to you, and make it your focus for an adventure in conscious dreaming. In a little while, I will drum for a longer period, and I'm going to invite you to put all of your attention, all your focus, on the strongest image that came to you, and use that as your personal portal for an adventure in conscious dream journeying. The great gift of spontaneous experiences of dreams is that they give us our authentic images, the ones personal to us, when it is timely for us to work with them. That's why this technique, I think you will find, is far more powerful than working with sets of prepared suggestions, with prepared visualizations. You are working with your authentic imagery. Now, in order to work deeply with the picture that came to you, you need to ask yourself, what question flows from this story or image? What question do you need to have answered? It might be a question directly related to the dream or the life memory, or you might feel that there is a big question pushing at you, tugging at you right now, that you need to explore, and you might carry that question with you through the gate of your own image. So spend a moment thinking, what question comes to you now that you need guidance on? What question will you carry with you when you go through the doorway of your image? You need to have that question clear in your mind, because you will find as you embark on a conscious dream journey that having a question, a focus for your attention, is like having a flashlight in the dark. It's like a miner's lamp that provides your inner light and prevents you getting distracted by clutter and irrelevancies. You'll probably also find that the drumming in itself will help to focus you and prevent you getting distracted by those chatterers in the mind and by all sorts of psychic flotsam and jetsam that you might encounter along the way. So you need two things for this adventure. You need a clear image in your mind, which hopefully you have now, and you need the question you are going to carry with you as you float, flow, fly through the doorway of your own dream image. Once again, I'd like you to get as comfortable as possible. For this, it will be best if you're either lying down or sitting in a relaxed position. Pay attention to the flow of your breath for a moment. Put aside any negative thoughts or distractions. Focus your full awareness on the image, the dream, the story, the memory that came to you during the initial drumming. If what came to you was a remembered dream or a remembered place, your focus should be on the location. Location, location, location. The Realtor's motto is an excellent motto for active dreamers. As you go back into the landscape or the dreamscape, you might be able to notice and explore many further details and aspects of that landscape, which might turn out to be a very interesting exercise indeed. When you re-enter your image, when you go into the dreamscape, you may also encounter individuals, human characters, characters other than humans, with whom you can now have an encounter or a dialogue. You might want to put your question to one of these dream characters. You might find that somewhere in your dreamscape, somewhere in the imaginal realm, there is a teacher waiting for you to give you deep guidance on life issues. You will obviously wish to follow that in any way that seems appropriate to you. But to keep this very simple and focused, hold the image in your consciousness, hold the question in your awareness, and during the drumming, let yourself flow, fly, drift through the doorway of your image into the landscape beyond it, with your question to guide you, in a state of relaxed attention, ready to bring back what any gifts this experience may hold for you. Take a moment to relax. Gather your impressions from the journey. Make some notes. Make a drawing. Perhaps you can even make a little map. A little map of your conscious dream journey. Perhaps you've discovered a place in dreaming you can go to again. We'll look at how interesting and useful such special places in the dream time can be in our lives.